Hello, I'm Jason Kay with the BBC News. Hundreds of thousands of people across the US are taking part in protests against the policies of Donald Trump's administration. More than 2,500 protests have been reported from all 50 US states. Eyewitnesses say the streets in New York City have been packed with people holding up signs with slogans such as "Democracy, not monarchy." Nomia Iqbal reports from Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C., are you ready?
This is the second time No Kings have organised these marches this year. It's a network of progressive organisations who have accused President Trump of overreaching his powers. They are angry about immigration raids and deployment of troops to US cities, perceived threats to democracy and cuts to federal programs, particularly healthcare. The Trump administration accused the protesters of hating America and said claims Mr. Trump was a dictator were hysteria.
Israel says it's received the bodies of another two Israeli hostages who were earlier handed over by Hamas to the International Red Cross. The IDF has urged Hamas to honour the terms of the ceasefire deal by handing over all deceased hostages. From Jerusalem, here's Hugo Beshega.
The slow return of the remains of the deceased hostages has angered many in Israel. The Israeli authorities say Hamas is violating the deal by deliberately delaying the process, saying the group knows where more bodies are located and that they should be transferred immediately. Hamas says it needs heavy equipment to retrieve the remains from the rubble of destroyed buildings. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has made the return of the bodies a condition of the reopening of Gaza's border with Egypt.
The US says it has what it calls credible evidence that Hamas is preparing to break the ceasefire deal by carrying out an imminent attack against civilians in Gaza. The US State Department said that if the Palestinian group proceeded with such an attack, unspecified measures would be taken to protect the people of Gaza and preserve the integrity of the ceasefire. Donald Trump has confirmed the US military killed two people in a strike on a drug smuggling submarine in the Caribbean. The president said the vessel was loaded with fentanyl and had been heading for the United States. He said that two survivors were being repatriated to Ecuador and Colombia. Clitzia Sala reports.
These are the first two people to be detained during a recent US military campaign aimed at stopping the flow of drugs from Latin America, which has so far left nearly 30 people dead. Donald Trump described the two people killed in the strike as terrorists, adding that at least 25,000 Americans would have died from the fentanyl allegedly found on the submarine. He has not said where the sub originated from, but claims some of the vessels targeted in his recent campaign were from Venezuela.
Clitia Sala reporting. You're listening to The World News from the BBC. Qatar's foreign ministry says Afghanistan and Pakistan have agreed to an immediate ceasefire following peace negotiations mediated by Qatar and Turkey in Doha. Pakistani jets had conducted a series of airstrikes on Afghanistan's border province of Paktika on Friday, ending a brief lull in the intense fighting that broke out last week. Lawyers for Julian Assange have called for a 20-year prison sentence for a former Spanish military officer over allegations he spied on the WikiLeaks founder during his stay at the Ecuadorian embassy in London. David Morales was the owner of a firm that provided security to the embassy. Sanjay Dasgupta reports.
Julian Assange spent 7 years holed up inside the embassy of Ecuador in London, where he claimed political asylum. Lawyers for Mr. Assange argue that in 2016, contact had been established between David Morales and the US authorities. A Spanish investigating judge has concluded that David Morales has a case to answer over allegations that he handed over illegally obtained information about Mr. Assange to people the judge described as friends of the United States.
A large tanker carrying liquefied petroleum gas is reported to be on fire off the coast of Yemen after an explosion. Pictures on social media show the vessel, the MV Falcon, ablaze and thick plumes of smoke are billowing from the hull. The ship's adrift and 24 crew members have been rescued. Two mariners are reported missing. The Houthis in Yemen have denied any connection to the incident. The authorities in the Spanish town of Terrassa, in the northeastern region of Catalonia, say they've temporarily banned the adoption of black cats from animal shelters to ward off potentially sinister Halloween rituals. A statement issued by the Animal Welfare Service of Terrassa said that all adoption or fostering requests would be denied until the 10th of November. BBC News.